You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Not unusual on a Monday for Jeremy and me to sit and chat for a little bit about food over the weekend, and it gets a little ridiculous. We share pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Gretchen has often just chuckled, and she would shake her head because we'll be somewhere, and she'll see me pull my phone out. She's like, okay, you're sending a picture to Jeremy. Like, yes.
I love them. I love getting them.
We have to do it.
Dom sent me one of a beautiful hamburger with sweet potato fries, waffle fries. Oh, mama. So good.
Jeremy is busting out his phone this morning, showing me pictures of ribs he made this weekend.
I baked them on low at 250 for about 3 hours, Dom.
Fell right off the bone.
They just fell apart. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
And then the topper was yesterday because it was cooler, colder, wetter weather, and for football, Gretch made some chili, but then she looked at me at about 1 o'clock and she said, "How would you feel if I made oatmeal chocolate chip cookies?" And I said, "I would marry you all over again."
Well said. Well put. That is a strong cookie. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, dude.
Love the oatmeal.
Fresh out of
chip.
The oven, all made from scratch, just right out of the oven. Just, oh.
That's when you just plunk your butt down on the couch and eat like 14, 15 of those.
Oh, that's the.
Okay, get all the chocolate in the corner of your mouth.
So that's my question for you. How many can you eat without officially being a mega pig?
I think any more than, well, with just the cookies, probably more than five in one sitting. You're starting to feel like, you know, this, I'm feeling a little naughty.
Okay, I'm safe then. I did not go over five.
You didn't? Way to control yourself, man.
No, but I had another one this morning before I left
for
work.
Yeah, but that's one. That's a single. I felt bad last night because after my huge slab of ribs, it was about 7:30 last night when I really should be preparing to get to bed for a bright and early Monday morning. I walked into the kitchen, opened up the cupboard, and busted out a box of brownie mix. And I made brownies last night at about 7:30, and they weren't done until close to 8:30-ish, you know, after they cool and everything. So at 8:30 last night, I sat down and ate half a pan of brownies with a big old tall glass of cold milk. And then I went to bed on that. And I found myself just laying there last night, staring at the ceiling, going, oh, what did I do to my body?
If we asked our listeners to call in and share with us the most they ever ate in one sitting, and it can be any type of food, just something that will blow our minds, with the most you ever consumed in one sitting. Like, I immediately think of the large pizza and people being very proud that they devoured an entire large by themselves.
Back in the day, I could do that. When I was, you know, in my 20s and going to the gym a lot, that was no problem. But now, like, three slices in, I'm like, bleh, gluten.
I remember there was a woman that we worked with many years ago here at the radio station who bought a bucket of chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought it was for her and her husband.
And her family.
And she was like, no, he's gone. She's like, she's extended it a couple of hours. She goes, I ate the entire bucket of chicken.
I love fried chicken.
And I don't know how many pieces that is, like eight?
Well, I'm thinking eight pieces. So you get two breasts, two thighs, two wings, and two drumsticks. So basically, it's a chicken.
Yeah, so
you're eating a whole chicken.
She ate an entire bucket of chicken and the mashed potatoes that go with it.
Oh, man.
Like,
I'd marry her.
if you can claim you ate the entire bucket.
I still think I could probably do that.
Before we get to those calls, quickly, a Facebook message from listener Tracy. She says, Dom and Jeremy, I love your show, but
yes,
the subject you're covering this morning is irresponsible. To make light of overeating is one of the reasons our country has an obesity problem.
Rare. I'm just goofing.
Look, Jeremy ate half a pan of brownies in one sitting.
I don't care.
And he's not obese.
And I'm fine.
Yet.
Doing fine. Jeez.
Here's Blake on the phone. Good morning, Blake. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Come on, show off for us. What's the most you ate in one sitting?
So it wasn't actually me. It was my boyfriend. We made one of those Pillsbury canisters of cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
And it was so good. But I ate one, and he ate the entire rest of the pan.
That's not hard to do. Those are delicious cinnamon rolls.
They go down so easy.
Yeah. And that little container of frosting that they send with it, I always get my finger in there and go all the way around the rim of it.
Come on, be honest, because you do what we all do, which is you take your tongue into that little container of frosting.
I was being nice saying finger, yes.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. The whole frosting, the whole shebang.
Such good frosting.
Man. Did you still love him after that, or were you a little grossed out?
No, I still loved him, and now he does the same thing with cookies.
Sounds like there's a lot of him to love.
Blake, thank you for the call. Go have a great Monday. We appreciate you being on the show. Here's Tim. Tim, how much did you eat?
Actually, it was me and my two other brothers. We do an all-you-can-eat shrimp contest at Red Lobster. So on average, it's about 200 each person of scampi shrimp.
200
and
shrimp?
And my older brother has eaten. Right. So it's all scampi, garlic butter. My older brother has eaten us all most of the time, which is about 300. But yeah, every time we do this every year.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess if they're all buttery, they're all, like, lubed up. You're just firing them down your pie hole.
Do you have some kind of rule? Yeah, do you have a rule that you cannot, like, puke for, like, the next hour or it's voided your winnings?
So we can't throw up at all during the eating or after. Mm-hmm. You can't even use the bathroom. All you can have is water and shrimp.
How you feeling in the next day, Timmy?
I'm perfectly fine. I think my brothers kind of take it harder.
Yeah.
200 to 300 shrimp.
Imagine his breath.
All right. Imagine, Tim, thank you for that
Bye,
call.
Tim.
Imagine with the Red Lobster people seeing them walk in once a year.
Oh, here we go. Not again.
Here's Colony. Colony, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
All right. Impress us.
When I was a junior in high school, after a soccer game, we got $5 pizzas from Little Caesars, and it was one for every two people. And I ended up eating about 2 to 2.5 pizzas.
Oh,
all by yourself.
You know, people not wanting theirs, so taking all the extras.
Yeah. 2.5 full pizzas.
That's a lot of pizza.
That's impressive.
I had just played in 2 soccer games.
I know.
You burned all that energy. You had to refuel. Was it pepperoni or cheese, or what kind was it?
Probably pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. Strong.
Pizzas.
Atta girl.
Strong.
Listen, thanks for being on our show. Have a fun Monday, okay?
She didn't use her hands either.
Get it?
Soccer jokes.
Hey. Here's Adam. Good morning, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Impress us. What did you eat all in one sitting?
An entire family-sized box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
All right. Now we're talking.
The family size, even. That's a bigger box.
No shame.
No shame. He made us jump there for a second, Adam. No shame. And yeah, and then that milk's all good at the end of that, too, with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
How much time do you think it took you to eat an entire family size box of cereal?
You know, not as long as I'd like to admit, probably 30 minutes. I mean, I just got to a point where I had like two bowls left, and I was like, well, I've come this far.
Yeah, you're like, well, might as well go all the way.
That's hilarious.
No sense putting this back and taking up space in the cupboard.
You know what? You get to the point, Adam, thank you for the call. You get to the point where here's maybe where your thinking is. Your family knows that there's a full box in there. So if you put it back in with just a little bit left, they know you've eaten 75% of it.
Right.
But if the box is gone, it might not even enter their minds
Correct.
At all.
Oh, it's gone already.
So what you should probably do is finish it and then hide the evidence.
Oh,
just fold the box up and hide it in the trash.
That's a lot of sugar.
Here's Daniel. Daniel, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
What'd you put away in one sitting?
13 plates at a buffet.
Now, how big were the plates?
No, they were full.
13 of them?
13. Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm diabetic, and so I eat a lot more when it's not carbs.
Okay.
so I have to get full, and I downed 13 plates.
Oh, man.
And yesterday, I downed 5 plates at Golden Corral that were, like, overlooked. There it is.
You did the Golden Corral.
This is the Golden
Jeremy
Corral.
Jeremy was kidding about Golden
I was joking,
Corral.
But there's Daniel sitting
no, no.
there.
No, no.
Wow, man.
And I would say it was good.
That's impressive. And it was good. Sit back and unbutton his pants.
Do we have time for one more?
Let's do one more.
One more. It's Chris. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All
good
right.
Morning.
What did you do?
All right. When I was young and invincible, I went to those Japanese hibachi grills and had a buy one, get one free. So I had both. So that's the 2 miso soups, the 2 salads, and all that food at one time.
It's a lot of rice and stuff, buddy.
lots of everything. Of course, the next day wasn't great. But.
I bet.
We appreciate your call. I'm impressed.